It's very normal to lose friends during seasons of life. And it's very normal to lose friends for other reasons, in addition to also losing friends because you're child-free. I'm going to share a story with you, and that's up next. Welcome to Not a Mama Life, a podcast for child-free humans. We celebrate being child-free. We honor being child-free. This is a podcast where you are seen and heard and celebrated. We will talk about all things life, how we live our child-free lives. My name is Rafi, your host. Let's do this. What is your take on losing friendships? Like, is it because of changes in life? Is it because of changes of location? Is it because of friends having lots of children, you being child-free? Is it because of the political climate? Is it because of opinions, differences of opinions? Early on in the podcast, I had done an episode, I think it's in the first 10 episodes, how my personal take is that having like-minded friends is probably the most powerful friend circle you can have. And I come back to that a lot. And I certainly don't want to dismiss friendships, not at all. And I don't want to dismiss the power of having difference of opinions. But when it comes to having friendships with people that you can call upon, friendships with people that you don't have to explain something, you don't have to justify something, you are not held in judgment of something, that's a game changer. That's a complete game changer. So I feel that that's a natural part of friendships and life. And if you're struggling with this, I want you to know that there's no need to feel disappointed or feel like you've made mistakes or feel like there's something to blame. I want you to know that I think it's just a natural thing. I don't think you have to be friends with someone that you've known since third grade. I don't think you have to be friends with girls from middle school and high school, men, women, whoever, from middle school and high school. I don't think you have to be friends with that one person at work that, you know, maybe a decision maker at your job or someone that's down the street or whatever. I think we have to look at friendships and relationships connecting us with friends in a different way. If a friendship and maintaining a friendship is taking, you know, sucking the life out of you or making you feel like shit or being friends with someone just because you're from the same hometown and you look on Facebook and they're talking about some crazy shit, you don't have to keep those friendships. I certainly don't want you to just go and cut off everyone. But as a human being, as an adult, most people listening to this podcast are 18 and older, you have the ability to really take a look at that and say to yourself, is this a healthy connection? Is it a healthy connection? If you sign onto social media and a particular friend causes your heart rate to go up, does that make sense? No. If you sign into social media or if you hear something in your town or city or circle of friends, and it makes you kind of squirmy in the stomach, you don't have to deal with that. So I'm kind of talking about this because the episode just before this one, was reflecting on being an introvert. And part of that is reflecting for me, is reflecting on all the relationships I have with friends that are wildly different now than they were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, maybe even 30 years ago. So I have lifelong friends, but our relationship has shifted and waned and have come back and ebbs and flows and just looks different. And that's okay. If you are looking for connection and like-mindedness, head on over to @notamama on Instagram and join us over on that community. And as always, my direct messages are always open if you want to chat about this. That's a wrap. Thank you, my friend, for hanging out with me. I want to remind you to head on over to the episode notes to check out all the links on how you can connect, follow, support, and share this podcast. Until next time.